What's up? I'm Justin, and welcome to my podcast, Buttered Toast. Enjoy your seat at the brunch table full of millennials who are spilling the tea on growing up in the I world and gossiping on why social media and technology are so important to us. It's literally like our everything.
Why is my phone dying? It literally is at 13% now.
I don't know. Mine's doing
it. It was just at 35.
It's probably because we're on Instagram too dang much.
I think I need to turn off my Snapchat notifications because that's draining my phone, I think.
What's the social media thing that usually drains out your phone battery?
Snapchat.
I think Snapchat, really.
Whenever you're just like watching other people's snaps.
I'm constantly on Snapchat.
I'm constantly on Snapchat. Like opening snaps, responding to snaps. I snap a lot and I keep my Snapchat public so listeners and other people will Snapchat me. So it's just a lot of incoming.
I'm turning off my notifications because I think that'll save me some battery, right?
I think so.
Well, also, if you press that, and then you got to press that home button and then just swipe up on all of them, clear it all out.
Clear out your multitasking.
Because I had my Instagram on the notifications and I was like constantly
that
drains your battery.
I can't do Instagram. I do if somebody comments, I have that notification or messages.
I turned off all those notifications. I was done with my phone going
off. I have
off.
A friend who literally has no notifications for anything, not even text messages. Like the only way that you can reach him like immediately and it'll pop up on his phone as call.
Whoa.
He like has.
Is he a celebrity or something?
Disconnected.
He's a musician. But he has, everybody like is on Do Not Disturb on his phone. So if he's in an app and you text him.
That's commitment. Why?
He says it's because if he had his notifications on, his phone would be blowing up all day.
And
he doesn't want it like the constant like dinging. And it's true. I mean, anytime I go back to my phone and I've, like mine's been on the charger and I just went back there and I like swipe my screen down, I have 30 things because it's Snapchat and Instagram and a Twitter thing and then 4 text messages. And
I love whenever it rings and vibrates though, because especially whenever you leave the phone next to someone and you walk away and it just blows up.
Yeah.
It's annoying, but at the same time, that person's like looking like, dang,
you look
a lot of people,
hashtag famous.
Just busy, so popular. That's the. Well, thank you guys for being here. Welcome to Buttered Toast Podcast.
Why is it called Buttered Toast? I haven't heard the explanation on this.
Well, I explained it in my first episode. But
so we should tune in and listen.
So if y'all haven't turned in.
Sorry.
But there's no explanation. It's just like, I love the name. And if you're going to go down a list of podcasts to listen to and you see the name Buttered Toast, that would be something that I just want to read about.
Well, you love breakfast food.
You love, whenever we were trying to do our other podcast, the only suggestions you gave were
breakfast
food related, and probably 90% of those were breakfast food related.
Yes. So I think it's Buttered Toast is definitely a podcast surrounded by my ideas and being a millennial and just things that I find interesting. And it's, come as you are, be you, and just have fun with it.
I like this world.
Thank
feels
you.
Feels good.
So accepting here in this podcast.
Feels yummy in here.
It today's,
feels like, and I love
it. Feels
butter.
Like buttered toast. It really like does. Toast. Yeah, it really does.
Today's podcast is brought to you by the plastic thing that covers your end of the shoe lace.
A
clute, or what is it called?
I have literally no idea. I don't know why you looked at me. I would have absolutely no idea what that's called.
Not really invested in that.
A clute?
Specific.
I thought it was called a clute, but then I think Phineas and Ferb had another name for it.
Who's Phineas and Ferb?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey.
Boss Man George interrupting
us. Interrupts
yes.
Our podcast. Say hey.
And our podcast is also brought to you by our boss, George.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey.
Okay.
I think it's great that you named your podcast Buttered Toast because that's the only thing you can make.
I can make other food like cereal, ramen noodles, can of soup.
That microwavable mac and cheese.
Can of soup. That's really good.
He was eating soup literally out of the can yesterday.
No, I know. And Robert said he looked homeless.
Yes, but I still have money in my bank account, so that's what matters.
Blessed with a T.
Let's see. Mm.
But today's we want to talk about Instagram.
Straight flexing.
Okay.
And just the power of it and how much we look on it. Like I look at Instagram probably.
It has become my favorite.
18 times a day.
Social media.
Hmm.
I used to have negative things to say about Instagram back in 2012.
Yes.
You know, I always said Instagram is for the what I don't remember how I said it. I've tweeted it though. I loved Twitter because I loved the comedy that came with it.
Back in 2000.
Like 11, like whenever 11. Twitter really took off again and yeah. people were really using it, like not just celebrities, probably in like 2011, 12, 13, I would say that the Instagram is for people who can't read. And like all you can do is look at pictures because I felt like I was really funny on Twitter and I would say witty, funny things. My humor was kind of crude and a little bit inappropriate, so I had to tone that down a bit. But now I love Instagram, and I think there's a lot of comedy there now where there used to not be.
Do you prefer Instagram over Snapchat?
I feel like they're different social medias. I feel like Snapchat is a form of communication, like direct communication back and forth with someone, mm-hmm. more than mm-hmm. it is necessarily just a platform of like addressing the masses, while you still can with stories and stuff like that. I get on Snapchat and Instagram the most out of any of my apps.
What are your thoughts about Instagram? Like, when do you use it? Why do you use it?
I love it. I mean, as a blogger, that's a big part of what I'm doing is like showing my photos and then like with my cooking stuff, I love that I can put my cooking stuff on Instagram. But I feel like with Snapchat, it's like my own TV show. And that's why I think I mm-hmm. like Snapchat over Instagram, because in my head, I have like my own reality TV show on Snapchat.
Even though Instagram has the stories.
I never do them. I don't know why, because I follow so many people on Instagram, like that some that I really don't want to know what they're doing. Like half the fashion bloggers I follow, I don't really care what they're saying. I really don't. But on Snapchat, I can choose to friend them.
Yeah.
But the stories, I feel like I'm just constantly like, I don't know who these people are.
I don't actually invest in stories either way on Snapchat or Instagram. I have a bug on my Snapchat. Anytime someone Snapchats me, like I said earlier before we started, that I keep my Snapchat public.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone can see my posts, my stories, and anyone can contact me. If I respond to someone, they automatically get added to my friends. And that's not the way Snapchat should work. It just should be like you respond to them and they are not in your friends mm-hmm. list now. But for whatever reason, that's what my Snapchat
does. That's how mine does for the Snap Batch too.
Really? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, people are like, no, you're crazy. You're not doing it right. You're not. And I'm like, no, I'm not crazy. It has been confirmed.
Mm.
And so I don't watch stories that often because I have a million things on Snapchat. And it's like I can go and delete them. But then if I snap a listener back.
And Justin CH, what's your Snapchat game? What's your Snapchat username?
Mine?
Yeah, both.
Caroline Craddock.
And yours, Elena?
I'm Elena Davies, ELENADAVIES.
Mm, and I'm M Justin CH. But what it is for me on Instagram, I see there's just so much emotion and relationships that are involved on that platform. When you post a picture of someone and you tag them and then they don't like it, or if you post something and they like the picture and they don't like the picture, but you are hoping that they would like the entire
There's
picture.
A lot of pettiness on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's everywhere too. I mean, whenever I'm like kind of mad or like upset with a friend and I will like, as if they'll notice, mm-hmm. just absolutely on purpose not like their photo. And then when you get unfollowed by people, like I used to have like a friend group and a couple of them unfollowed me recently.
Yeah, I used to have a friend group. Well, now I don't.
The plastics.
Yeah,
now I have no friends.
You had a group where it was just a whole bunch of blondes.
Those blondes.
You look like clones.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We were over them.
I used to hang
everyone
out with
wearing
this.
A choker, wearing the color pink.
Literally.
Soft pale pink skin.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Blonde
gosh.
Hair.
Now she's hanging out with me with the brunette girls.
Yeah, the brunette.
The tall brunettes.
I know.
And the bigger gay
blowed
guy.
Up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's pettiness there. I think it's funny to see people like unfollowing you and it becomes an issue. Like I've been around friends with like, oh my gosh, that guy unfollowed me. I can't believe he unfollowed me. Like, what is this?
That's how I see it too, because it's so easy to just double tap a picture and heart it. You know, and then you see the names that show up and it's like, ooh, Elena Davies likes it. Ooh, Caroline likes it. And it makes you feel good. And then you start to go look at that one specific person to see if they liked it. And then they don't. And you're like, oh, what did I do?
So my uncle, I literally talked about this in therapy yesterday. My uncle.
You talked about Instagram? Oh, no.
No, Facebook. My uncle keeps unfriending me on Facebook and then re-adding me because he gets mad at me. He doesn't really understand how Facebook works. Mm-hmm. So if he comments on something and I don't comment back, he thinks that I'm like blowing him off.
Yeah.
So he'll unfriend me. And he's in his 60s. He doesn't understand. But it's like, that's kind of same thing with Instagram, is like, you get so obsessed on like, oh, well, did they like my picture? Did they not? Did they comment back? Like, it's so crazy.
It's so controlling of your life. I mean, I
do, though, like our age, I really do think if someone does not like your picture that you know that usually likes your picture, there's something going on in that relationship, I bet.
There, sure, but also there's times where I've had one of my really good friends post a picture and I missed it because the way that Instagram's update is, I have two beefs with Instagram right now. The timeline isn't in chronological order anymore.
Right.
It has like Facebook did, the algorithm where it's just, I don't know what it is. I think it's the things that have the most likes are showing up first, which is actually great for us on Instagram because we have a little bit more of a platform and more followers. So we're getting more likes than other people. So our posts are popping up more on feeds of people that follow us.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm missing things in an order. And
because you missed it, that it was timely.
Yeah, it was timely.
Yeah.
And it's out of order, and then I'll miss a friend's post completely, and then a couple weeks later, if I land on their page, I'm like, oh, I never saw this.
Well, you know what I do? If I miss them, I just go and I like 30 pictures at one time.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
That's,
and my friends will screenshot it in our group text and be like, stop it.
You're obsessed with me. That's what you do when you're trying to get a friend's attention. You go to their profile.
Oh, yeah. I'll go and comment on my best friend, Nicole. If she's not texting me back, I'll just go and put one word on each of her Instagram posts to make a sentence. Drives her nuts.
That's great.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm really mature.
What do you think about the differences between like a selfie pose and Instagram? Like what message are you trying to carry across when you do a selfie as opposed to another picture without you in it?
I think selfies on Instagram should be used sparingly. I feel like on Snapchat, it's a little bit more acceptable because it's your Snapchat. People are on there to see you. I feel like Instagram should be you and your friends or you and your interests or you, whatever you're into. I feel like if it's too much selfies, it's too, like, people are going to think you're obsessed with yourself.
There's this girl that I went to college with that literally her entire page is almost the exact same selfie over and over and over again. And I never unfollowed her because I kind of hated or like loved hating
hater.
It. And I would just go there and be like, oh my God, are you kidding? It would drive me crazy. But I have noticed that selfies for me get significantly more likes than any of my other
posts.
Mine
too. If I post a picture of like pizza, it'll be a complete lower number than just a picture of myself.
Even if it's me and my friends, like even if it's a good shot of me and a friend, a selfie compared to that is getting double the likes.
Interesting though, because I think all of us would say, post a picture about how you see the world, not a picture of you instead. But whenever you see that, when you see the numbers, right, Caroline? Because I think
I'm going to go look and see when the last time I posted a selfie was, because I'm not a selfie poster. I'm really not.
You post some selfies. But
like, I have like solo pictures of myself,
like,
but not
there.
Selfies.
Do you consider a selfie picture as someone, if someone takes a picture of you and it's just you in it?
A selfie is a self-taken photo.
That's what I think.
What's the difference between a self-taken photo and then a picture of you?
I mean, it's
aren't those the same?
No, a selfie by definition, is a photo taken by yourself.
But you are only in the picture.
And then a photo because I'll have, you know, I've done a couple photo shoots, so it's literally someone taking pictures of just me.
Yeah. But they're the exact same thing, aren't they? To me, they are, because it's just a picture of you. That's what a selfie is.
But, I mean, if you can get a picture of me standing somewhere that has a beautiful background and you can get my full outfit or there's something more there, like there's...
The scene.
You
but you could do the same thing with a selfie.
You can try.
That's why they got the selfie stick.
Yeah, I'm not going to use a selfie stick ever.
Probably. So the last selfie I put was October 5th of 2016. So that's how often I don't post selfies. And it got 631 likes.
I wish I had my phone so I could go look at mine, but
I have a lot of
Well, that's more pictures. Than the average people who are listening to this.
That's like, for me, that's like pretty standard.
But you, and also Caroline posts more than both. Like Caroline posts.
I post like
and then
two
I
to three
post,
times a day.
Yeah, you post multiple times a day. I post every couple of days and you hardly post at all. You'll post like once every couple weeks.
Yeah.
But when he does, it's good.
Mm. Oh yeah. Cause it's, for me, it's content, not content over,
it's quality over quantity.
Well, I was wanting to use the C words, not the Q words.
I have like a little mixture of both. Like I want to be engaging with people that follow me and I'm trying to build my brand. And I think that's why I love Instagram. Cause it's a great place.
What about the average? Like people who aren't,
I think that if you're not trying to sell their
themselves
as a blogger or anything like that, don't post more than once a day. I think if you are somebody who's an influencer, you can post multiple times a day.
They say if you have a K after your number,
that's always what I've heard.
Multiple times a day.
If you have a K, then you can post more because people are coming. Like, you literally have thousands of people following you and wanting to know what you're doing and what you're up to. So I think that gives you some free range. Like, and but Kylie Jenner has the most. I feel like she can post like 10 times in one day and I'm not annoyed by her. But if some girl that I went to high school with did that, I'm unfollow by. Gotta go.
Yeah,
see you
same.
Later.
Interesting.
Okay, I have another beef with Instagram right now, though, and I think you guys will agree with me.
Okay.
Since the update, their last update, you can't multitask back to where you were at on Instagram.
Yeah, that does bug me.
So
that is
whenever
annoying.
You go, whenever you are on Instagram and then you exit out and get into a different app or text someone back or whatever, and you return to Instagram, it automatically reloads your page, like, to the top of the news feed again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of times I creep, like I am 100% guilty of going to like the explore page or going to my.
That's where I waste all my time is the discovery on Instagram because they know everything that I want. Mm-hmm. And I love
there's
the
so
memes
much stuff that,
off of Instagram.
It's just it's most of my explore page is people that are just like a couple, you know, people away from me are like, oh, I know who that person is. I've never met them and I don't follow them, but I kind of like to see what they're up to. And I'll go like a bunch of their stuff because
you don't necessarily need to follow them.
Yeah, but I can still see some stuff or people that I follow that they're tagged in, stuff like that. Or I'll go to the following.
Yeah.
Are
you mostly looking at people or are you looking at like funny accounts? Usually mine are like funny accounts.
Honestly, lately I look at a lot of music stuff. But I'm a big fan of the memes that come on Instagram. I just hate when I creep so deep.
Let's take this out. Catch me outside. How about eight? I think Instagram. I think Instagram like helped make that popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Instagram helps make everything popular.
Mm-hmm. What? Okay. So
Instagram is the place to go viral now.
It is. What? Okay. I heard this story. A mom was sharing a story about her daughter. Her daughter will get upset if she has less than 1,300 likes on a picture.
Okay, that's petty and really immature.
And she's like in middle school.
Oh my gosh, how does she know that many people?
Well, yes, right? The numbers.
She's buying followers or something?
But for real, be upset. I mean, I get upset whenever one specific person doesn't like it, but like when there's
what
a certain number.
What specific person?
Caroline Craddock?
Well, I think... No, it was someone that I was seeing.
Oh, yeah. Of course. So you want the person you're seeing to, like, be all over your Instagram.
What, right?
And, like, a comment. Like, if a guy commented on my Instagram that I'm talking to, like...
Dead
on the floor.
Like, I just fell out.
Yeah.
That's what it was. But, I mean, to cry over a certain amount of number, I think that's...
That's, like, a psychological disorder.
It's kind of like you're putting value on yourself based on a number that you see on your profile.
That's insecurities. They're clearly insecure about themselves, so they're projecting on their Instagram.
But then doesn't it go to the same thing to, like, I'm not saying a person's a business, but, I mean, when you're on social media, you become a brand, I think. And if a business isn't getting a lot of likes, follows, or comments, that means they're not doing so well.
I think there's a way to successfully execute Instagram, and a lot of people don't know what they're doing, and that's why. And I know this is like the only thing that's relatable for me, but like I was saying, I look at a lot of music stuff. There's a lot of artists that could be probably way more successful if they took advantage of the platform that they have on Instagram, and they don't know how to Instagram. Like, they don't know how to use it correctly and like engage with followers and post things at appropriate times and tag locations. And they're just like not using it to the full effect that they could. Like, it's important to, I think, execute it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Retweet.
So, retweet it, but don't. I wish you could re-Instagram.
I also don't like, I'm not a fan of that. If I'm going to post something on Instagram, I'm not ever going to do like the repost app. I'm just going to be like, hey, send it to me so I can post it.
Got it. Yeah. But I do like to share it on Instagram and Facebook at the same time because that's just an easy platform.
That is nice.
I've noticed, I used to do the thing where I would just upload it to Twitter and Facebook at the same time, but I've started taking it and just putting it on Twitter because people won't like retweet it or favorite it or click the link.
If it's Instagram.
Yeah, they won't click the link.
One thing I noticed interesting, this is like what inspired me to do this episode on Instagram, is because Elena, you recently posted a picture on it. You looked really good. I think it was like someone took a professional photo of you and you had a group text going, sending it to your friends, asking them if this filter's okay, mm-hmm. which filter's prettier, which caption should you use, mm-hmm. how far should you zoom in and how far you should mm-hmm. zoom out.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends that are very invested in Instagram too, and like not just like a post, like they want the aesthetic of their whole page to look good. And it's totally a brand. Like I'm really taking, I know this sounds silly to a lot of people, but I'm trying to be an influencer and be successful in radio and engage with people and like, you know, relate to people. So I think Instagram is, as much as people dog social media, it's a platform that is being used by everyone. And I'm trying to use it correctly and, you know, relate to people. So I put too much stock into just the little things that come with the post. Like I'm never gonna just, like we went out, me and my friends went to dinner last night. It was like, we had to take multiple different pictures. Like I didn't like any of them. And then it's which filter, how do I crop it? Is this one better than this one?
Can I chime in on this?
Yeah, of course. Yes, you're welcome here.
Thank you. I get that because I also like consider myself an influencer and like I want to be posting stuff that's my own content all the time.
Yeah.
But my thing is I like to be a person in the moment and nothing drives me more crazy mm-hmm. than have to sit there and take 15,000 different pictures.
I know.
And
of you or someone
of
else?
Of me with people. I don't care. I hate it because
really?
I feel like it takes away from living
an authentic life
because it's like, okay, I have to act like I'm laughing in this photo because I have to put it on Instagram and like everyone around you is looking at you like you're an idiot because, you know, it's disingenuous to me, but it's something that we have to do.
Because if you didn't snap it or take a picture of it, it didn't happen.
Exactly.
And you got to let people know where you were.
Yeah.
And I'm not an overposter. Like I really should, like Caroline's told me, she's like, you really should post more times mm-hmm. in a day, you know, to engage with followers and get more followers and reach out to more people. And I don't do that because I put too much stock in what I'm posting and I really try to put quality stuff out there. And I don't want to oversaturate people. I kind of still have this mindset that nobody really does care about what I'm doing or wants to see that much from me.
That's not true.
You know, and I have that in my head. And I think also the negativity, that because we have a lot of followers, we get people that are hateful to us sometimes. As much love as we get, we also get negative things. So I get
bullying on social media.
It's
harsh.
Bad because everyone thinks they're anonymous.
And and you can just say whatever
so
you
easy.
Want.
They think because we have a platform and we're on the radio that we aren't going to see their comment or we're unaffected by it. And I'm like, I'm a real human, and you just said a lot of horrible things about me, and I read them all.
Oh yeah, Elena's had to come to my rescue on some stuff, and it's like,
oh yeah, you got your friends going in too.
Oh
just
yeah,
like,
it's horrible.
The cats come out,
people
and you're like,
are,
whoa.
Yeah. And so you're putting yourself in such a vulnerable position by posting anything on Instagram, really, because it's like you're just putting it out there for people to love it or hate it. So it's like, can you just get off my jock and just be happy that I'm here?
If
and
you dislike me so very much,
stop following me.
Unfollow me.
Unfollow me.
Yeah, and stop looking at my pictures.
Yeah.
I don't understand that either. If you're angry at someone, why continue to go to their profile and still make them part of your life?
Being trolls.
When you don't,
Yeah, literally being trolls.
But it also does make me feel better whenever I'm like fighting with someone and I still follow them on Instagram just to see what they're doing in their life. And then that like encourages me to like post more like about how happy I am because it's like I'm over you.
See?
So I don't understand it, yet I do it because it makes me feel good. So
I
do understand it.
I think that negativity is part of why I get so specific about what I'm going to post. Like I think about all the things that people might be.
It's just exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Like I was on vacation with some girlfriends and these were kind of new girlfriends at the time. And we took a selfie and it's like, well, what's the caption going to be? And I swear it was a 20-minute conversation. And I was like grabbing a fork to poke my eyes out. I'm like, who cares? You have 100 followers, like, and they're all your, it's like your mom and your sister. And it's like, why do we care what our cute caption is? It literally drives me up the wall.
Captions are very important.
They are, and they can change your post. They really can, but it's like, if you can't think of it, like, just
Don't give up. Yeah.
I have all those. I did that one photo shoot, and there are a lot of serious photos, and I kind of hate the taking us, like an inspirational quote and doing something.
It's so cheesy. Just,
especially all the time. And so I try to make them really funny.
Right.
My captions for these photos that are sort of serious.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm like, I'll put a little bit more thought into it. And that's why, again, like taking it back to Twitter, that's why I like Twitter to begin with, because there was wit. You had to be funny and kind of smart and quick on your feet. And there was like an element of I don't know, being intelligent that came with it, that that's when you were successful on Twitter, is if you could be kind of witty and funny.
Well, so and you still, can show your intelligence on Instagram through your captions. Through your captions. And that's the only way you can.
That's why I put thought into captions.
What I definitely like through Instagram is I have a lot of friends, not to brag, but I don't see them every day or text them every day, but we have this relationship where we'll send each other pictures through Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then that's our conversation.
Sure.
It's like, this is a picture I thought was funny, and then I'll laugh and then they'll send me another one. And that's like relationships like that have been going on for 2 years now.
Yeah.
I just think the internet is so great because whenever you think that they're out, I'm like, there's no more funny stuff. Like, nobody can think of any other funny meme or funny quote. And then there they are. I'll get on Instagram and scroll through my timeline and laugh out loud at five different things. And I'm like, people are so original and creative. Yeah. It's just like, what a time to be alive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people dog on social media so much and make fun of millennials for being so invested in it and letting it control our lives. And I think there's a lot of that there. It's people like me who probably put too much thought into it and don't take advantage of living in the moment, which I give myself like a certain amount of time. I normally don't post when I'm out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my, I'll just post later when I'm alone.
Yeah.
That way I can, you know, take the picture and then move on. I'll deal with it later.
Sure.
But I think it is cool. It's a really neat way to connect. And there's people from high school that I don't get to share my life with them on a, you know, real way because they live in different states or whatever. And it's fun to still have a way to like connect with people that, you know, I mean, think about if...
Do you think we're valid in how much weight we put on Instagram? Like, how much our thoughts and time is spent on it?
No, I think it's really messed up.
I wouldn't say so, because that's how we stay connected. Like, all the positive things
we
say about it.
I think what your question could be taken differently. I think how much weight I put into, like, making a perfect post or whatever is too much. But the just amount to use it and share and, like, connect with people is great. I think that's fine as long as it's not affecting your, like, job or your life.
So you mean you, though? Like, ourselves. Like, on ourselves, we put a lot of weight on Instagram. But Instagram as a whole, it's a very helpful tool to keep us connected.
Yeah,
but
I personally,
like, for our own profiles, we spend too much time worrying and thinking
about
what people say.
Whenever we first got on it, if you ever go scroll to the bottom of your Instagram and look at kind of like how crappy your posts were.
Stupid
things you would take photos of. And I'm like, what was I thinking? I would never post that then. And it was me just being like authentic in that moment. And I think that whole aspect of Instagram has completely died because there's so many like
companies,
model, like Instagram
blogs,
models and bloggers and people that have these perfect Instagram pages and live these perfect internet lives. And it's like the magazine model life. Like people don't realize those scenarios aren't necessarily picture perfect like they seem. That's why girls have like negative body image and all of these things.
Totally.
Stuff like that makes you feel pressured, especially as someone like us who's trying to get into a position of being an influencer and having a platform on Instagram, making you feel pressured to have this perfect post.
Yeah.
My first
Instagram picture was a staircase that I was at UNT, and it was in the life science building, and it was like 17 stories. Maybe I'm exaggerating. It was like 10 stories. And I climbed all the way to the top, and the staircase was in a square formation. And so when you go down to the top, you just see these beautiful stacks of square staircases.
Mm-hmm.
I took a picture of it, turned it black and white. And
so artsy.
Yeah, I know. Inkwell was my favorite.
Oh, wow. Filter. Yeah.
Yeah. And then my caption was, when I go downstairs, it's a mystery to find out what's on the bottom. And
that
then
was so emo.
It was so emo, and it was so
in the
like
best way possible.
And then I judged myself, and I deleted it. It's not there anymore.
I was about to say,
I want
to
see that.
I was just thinking, I wish I knew what my first Instagram post was, but I guarantee I've deleted it.
It was, yeah. But like what you said, I was in the moment. I just love that staircase, and I just had to take a picture of it. But let's go around. What are your two favorite accounts to follow on Instagram?
Myself.
At part-time Justin.
Yeah, and at Elena Davies.
You're so sweet.
Aren't I sweet?
I'll go first. My two favorite is Trash Can Paul, funniest memes you're ever going to see.
I don't follow that.
Trash Can Paul, I'll share it with you here in a bit.
Paul.
P-A-U-L.
Oh, Trash Can Paul.
Trash Can Paul and Nick Bateman.
Who's Nick Bateman?
Oh, my gosh.
I think he's an actor, but he's just shirtless a lot on Instagram. He's gorgeous.
Oh. He just thinks he's hot.
He's like a Ken doll. Oh, gorgeous.
Love.
Yes. Yours?
Mine is, one's a blogger, actually, The Sweetest Thing. She's a fashion lifestyle blogger. And she's literally the most beautiful, like, human being ever. She has this really cute dog, and her life is just really cute on Instagram. And I love her clothes, and I'm constantly, like, looking at her clothes.
What's her Instagram?
The Sweetest Thing. Mm-hmm. And then...
See, following people like that make me feel so insignificant.
Oh, I just love it, because it's, like, my dream life. Like, I don't live in that life where I'm, like perfectly coiffed, walking down the streets of New York hailing a cab. Like, I'm, like, in my pajamas, like, eating macaroni and cheese.
And judging skinny.
And like, watching Real Housewives. So that one's amazing. And then Girl with No Job. Her content is great.
See, I think content is what really makes the Instagram.
Yeah, because she has the most shareable memes. Mm-hmm. And
does she create them herself?
Sometimes she does, and sometimes she pulls them. So, she is, like, my go-to person on social media. I can constantly go through her.
One question about that. Is it copyright, or is it stealing a meme and then you post it on your Instagram?
You know, I've wondered that. Because
I don't know, because I do it.
I've seen... A lot of people do it. My question is, like, the really big accounts, like the meme accounts that have millions of
Daquan,
followers.
F. Jerry.
I'll see the same memes on different ones. And I'm like, are you, like, who originally came up with that?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them are just...
have just been circulating.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's got to be one original, you know, the one creator.
I think these people are just curators of it. I think some of them might be creating
I
feel like they're just curators.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a cool job, creator?
And that's what's so funny is, like, these people are curators of content. They are not necessarily creators of content. So, like, Girl with No Job, she's just picking out good memes, and she's like a million Instagram. She's like a normal girl.
And she gets paid for it, too.
Yeah. She gets paid money.
That's what's so crazy about our generation is you can get paid for anything these days.
Yeah. Right. What about you?
Favorite accounts? Girl with No Job was one of the ones that popped up into my head as well. I think probably that's the thing is when I think about it, I can't even think of a specific one. I would say like a meme curating one, but I see
the Fat Jewish is really funny too.
The Fat Jewish is funny. Oh my gosh. He was at Happiest Hour yesterday.
What?
Swear.
Oh my gosh. Why is he in Dallas?
I don't know. I forgot to like follow up on that.
Because if you didn't take a picture, it didn't happen.
We were at Stir and then we were going to go to Happiest because we figured after the Stars game, people would be around. And we were in the Uber on the way and we were on Instagram and we saw it. And so he was there like a couple hours before. He was there like in the light, in the daylight. So I don't know why he was in town or what his deal was. I never followed up. I'll have to check on that today. But, yeah, he was so close.
Interesting how someone famous from Instagram makes you get excited.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just Hollywood anymore.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, I think a lot of those, I can't even pick one that's a favorite because I'll see the same stuff on both accounts.
Yeah.
Or I'll even see a meme on one and then, like, 3 weeks later I'll see the same meme on the other one. And I'll still laugh again. I'm still enjoying it. Mm-hmm. You know, but I like the meme accounts. I follow a few different ones like that. I follow, like, F. Jerry. There's also one that I think is funny and they don't post enough, and it's called That Looks Like a...
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's really funny, but they hardly ever post. But it's great when they do.
There's a lot of funny, raunchy ones, too, like Best of Grindr, Drinks for Gays.
That's Drinks for Gays is one of my favorites.
Me and Caroline are constantly sharing
that. Yeah, I love that one.
One that I followed recently is called Bros Being Basic, and it's basically just guys, like really handsome guys, doing the
basic
stupid
guy stuff.
Basic girl stuff that we do. When we're like posing for the funny, like we're making fun of the girls that have these perfect Instagram pictures, and they're like laughing, like out in the snow with their boots and like flipping their hair and like doing basic stuff. And it's hilarious to me because they like get dressed up and everything. I think it's
okay, there's this one that's kind of a cult classic that you guys probably haven't seen. It's called Taste of Streep.
Is it Meryl Streep?
It's Meryl Streep in like food items. So I'm looking at it right now. There's one where she's like, her outfit looks like she's got like leopard pants and she's sitting on a sesame seed bagel and it like blends in.
Wait, show it to me. Do you have it right now?
Yeah, I have it right now. Let me see.
There's this one I actually found today that's a local blog, like food blogger. She doesn't even have that many followers, like maybe 1,000 something followers. And she pairs all these these delicious food places.
She's in a Girl Scout Samoa.
Girl Scout cookie.
Oh my God.
She's wearing this gold gown and she's in a, with like 5-6 feet tall churros.
That's one to
and
follow.
She looks like a churro. That one's pretty funny. Okay.
But yeah, I found this one today that
it's. Oh yeah, you were talking. Sorry.
It's fine. It's like a local girl. So she's in Dallas and she goes to like delicious places in Dallas to eat and takes pictures of it and pairs it with rap lyrics.
Oh,
and
that's
it's just
funny.
Kind of funny. I she like doesn't that. Have like a ton of followers, but she, it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like I can gain from that because it's places that I maybe wouldn't have eaten or maybe something I wouldn't have gotten at that restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't want to try that place now.
Cause they inspire. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm not going to go to like the same place I've gone to a million times. Like I kind of want to go try some different places. I think I tagged you in a couple of her things today and I was like, let's go eat here.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'll go look at it.
But yeah, whoa. It's, and she pairs it with rap songs,
that's
lyrics
funny.
That are relatable to the post. And so I think it's funny.
I love Instagram. I'm glad we got to talk about it. Thank you guys, Caroline, Elena.
Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being on the Butter Toast podcast. Again, this episode was sponsored by the plastic thing that covers your shoelace and our boss, George. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Bye.